Early this morning, suicide bombers and gunmen attacked an election commission office in Kabul just ahead of the April 5th presidential election. There was a long gun battle with Afghan security forces. NPR's Kabul correspondent Sean Carberry was there to gather this sound. Sean, we are grateful you're okay, but what was it like there?
Well, by the time I got there, there was a massive presence of Afghan police from all of their different units, from regular ground police to special forces. Elite commando police were arriving, and they had secured a very large perimeter around the area and were keeping us at a pretty healthy distance. But gunfire was ringing out for about close to 3 hours over the course of the afternoon in sporadic bursts, often some very intense shooting. A couple times ambulances sped away from the scene, and eventually they got through and killed the remaining attackers and were able to get what they said were 70 people who were trapped in this election office safely out at that point.
Yeah. Well, Sean, how would you characterize this? It's being called brazen, but it comes as gunmen also attacked a popular hotel. It feels like we have to redefine brazen. How would you characterize this attack?
Well, I guess there are two dimensions to it. One is in terms of the tactics. It's very standard tactics here. Suicide bombs, car bombs at the entrance to a facility, and then gunmen running inside. And that's the pattern we've seen for years here from Taliban attacks. So in that regard, there's nothing new. But in terms of this kind of attack happening in Kabul, it's certainly less frequent. This is what people call a high-profile, spectacular attack. Clearly, it sends a strong message. And on the heels of the attacks that we've been seeing in over the last couple of months, starting with the Lebanese restaurant in Kabul back in January, then the assassination in the street of a Western journalist, and then the attack on the Serena last week, it's certainly an accelerating pattern that has many people here worried. Many international workers are leaving the country between now and the elections. We've seen two of the international election monitoring organizations pull their people out of the country since the attack on the Serena because their people were staying in that hotel. So, I mean, it clearly fits in this pattern and what the Taliban have said that they were going to do, which is do everything possible to disrupt the presidential election and to sow a campaign of fear around the elections.
And the Taliban has claimed responsibility for today's attack. But talk, as you were, about last week's attack at the Serena Hotel, killed 9 people, including an Afghan journalist and most of his family. And the descriptions were just horrible of a group of young men who came into the restaurant. Apparently their guns were hidden. What happened?
These young men, these 4 young men, entered the hotel. They managed to get through security, which is very tight. They still smuggled pistols in, hid in the hotel for several hours, waiting for diners to gather in the restaurant, and then entered and began shooting. Again, the word brazen certainly applies, very significant attack on what's considered the most secure hotel in the country, the place where international high-ranking officials go because it's secure, in part because it had been attacked in the past, so it was considered to be a very hard target based on past experiences. So incredibly disconcerting that an attack happened inside, and that has driven, as I said before, quite a number of international people out of the country for the time being.
Well, we should say Afghan police say they've detained 8 senior employees of the private security company that provided guards to that hotel. The Interior Ministry is saying that the company employed by the hotel was negligent. But it may be, Sean, that no amount of security is going to prevent more deaths before the election. What's the thinking there? You say people are leaving, but those are the ones who can. What are Afghans thinking?
Well, I mean, this is largely expected, unfortunately. I mean, the Taliban have said they were going to do everything they can to disrupt the elections. Afghans, average Afghans, obviously they're tired of this, they're horrified by it, but they still say they're going to vote, that this is a critical election and they're not going to be deterred. So there is still this spirit of defiance in the face of all this violence, but it's definitely taking its toll. I mean, psychologically, I mean, you can just feel that there's a darker energy over the last month or so here, and people are tired and frustrated and concerned.
Well, and we'll take up the election at greater length at another time, but it could take months, we understand, before a winner is declared after the April 5th election day, and who knows what will happen on that day. Do people anticipate change?
Yes and no. People expect that there will be some sense of change with someone who comes in who says that they want to sign a security agreement with the U.S. and have a good relationship with the West, which certainly has deteriorated under President Karzai recently. But realistically, most people don't expect any dramatic revolutionary change. There's still going to be corruption. There's still going to be violence. Problems are still going to be here. But they just hope someone will come in and at least be somewhat better and try to make a difference on these problems.
Yeah. Sean Carberry, NPR correspondent in Kabul. Please take care and thank you.
You're welcome, Robin.